know if that's suitable. I think you need multiple TVs. I'm planning on going to a sports bar tonight to watch
so
with some
just
other people.
And the screens are already on to.
That's right. That's right. And now the audio choice. Oh, I don't know how they're deciding that. If it's Royals get priority, I would argue, but who knows? Let's go out to the phones. 913-586-7965. How are you handling the games tonight? Heck, if you're a bar owner, I would love to hear how you're handling it at your bar as well. Gage in downtown. You're on with Cody and Gold.
Hey guys, longtime fan. Thanks for the call. So,
thanks, man.
So I just moved downtown, and thankfully we got like a theater room with multiple TVs and multiple sofas in it. So we'll just put one on each, and I'm sure someone will bring some potluck food, and we're all just going to enjoy the Royals and the Chiefs winning tonight, baby.
There you go. I love it. Gage in downtown talking about how he's planning for tonight. A lot of people on the text line saying, someone said, I feel like I'm in the minority here. Royals game trumps the Chiefs regular season week 5 game. I'm fully invested in the Royals. That'll be the only Royals game that it sounds like that's the only game that they're going to have on.
So I'll be honest. I don't think I'm going to drag a second TV out of a different room to set them up in the same room, like on the fireplace or the floor. My guess is that I'll be Royals on the big TV until the game is over. And the Chiefs are going to have to be on the iPad. Like, I think it's just going to have to be a Chiefs on the... I think they've been downgraded to iPad status for the first... I mean, again, the crossover might be an hour and a half, so I'll miss...
Just put the Chiefs game on the radio, then. How about that?
Oh, and just watch the Royals with no sound?
Reminder, the Chiefs will
be... I did not love the TV call the other day, so that doesn't exactly bother me.
The Chiefs will be on 96.5 The Fan. Pre-game coverage starts at 4. Of course, Mitch, Dane, and Kling, Dan Israel... And then the Royals will be over on the Fan AM 610. Vern's on deck show at, what would that be, 5:30, right? 5 o'clock? Sorry, 5 o'clock.
How about this person? They say, unfortunately, I have Music Man rehearsal from 6:30 to 10. I'll be sneaking my phone in my script.
Dang. I don't know, man. in this city, just, I'll be, like, if my kid had, I don't know, I think he has soccer practice tonight. Hey, I just cancel it. Are you kidding me?
I think they should.
Just cancel.
I think they should as well.
Who the hell's going to come? There's going to be one kid.
What time is the practice supposed to be?
I don't know, 6:15 to 7:15.
Yeah, that's right. At least with that, though, you're done before the Chiefs game starts. And
but
you're
missed
only,
the first
you're
third
missing
of the
two,
game?
You're missing three innings.
I mean, playoff baseball is a little slower than the regular season. If this were regular season, you'd be missing a lot.
So do you think Mahomes will have a Royals update guy on the sideline? No, I do not.
I don't, but I still think that they'll play like if Vinny Pasquantino hits a 3-run home run in the second
in stadium.
I think they'll play the highlight in stadium.
Oh, they should.
So I think they'll give everyone the chance to react in stadium to those big moments for the Royals.
That'd be smart. I mean, you want to talk about bringing more energy to Arrowhead. If it's a big time hit in the second inning, right when the Chiefs game is about to start or whatever, you want to just talk about amping up the crowd more?
Somebody said, I sold my tickets to tonight's game in order to buy tickets for Wednesday's game for the Royals.
Nice. Wonder how
many
people
it's just
going
to be a double screened up tonight. You know, I could, is it dark enough earlier? Because I could put one on the projector and one on the TV outside. Out of my screen ports, the projector screen's out there, but there's a TV out there too because you can't see it if it's like daytime. If I get enough evening time, I could technically double screen and not have to move anything.
That's not a bad move. I'll tell you this. If I owned a bar in this city, I think if you have a choice, you're putting audio on for the game. I think Royals game gets audio priority tonight. I think
it should. It's a playoff game.
Unless somehow.
It's a Monday Night Football game against the Saints.
Yeah, unless somehow this game is 7-0 and the Royals are getting killed or something, then okay, then you switch to the Chiefs and do the audio. But if it's a close game, Royals to me at your bar gets priority all night.
The crazy thing is like it's not just that they're playing at the same time. It's that the Chiefs are in the postseason the Royals are in the postseason for the first time in 9 years. Last time in the postseason, they won the World Series. And the Chiefs are not just playing on Monday Night Football. They're the 2-time defending Super Bowl undefeated champions, right? They're 4-0. They're undefeated, and they are the back-to-back Super Bowl champions. It's that they're both so good at the same time. And I get it. The Royals still might not go on to win the World Series. We don't know yet. Versus, like, in that year, the Royals did go on to win the World Series, and the Chiefs were just a mid-level, lose in the second round playoff team, right? They weren't anything outstanding. They were a playoff team, but they weren't like out of this world or anything. Also the same Patriots team later on. This feels like maybe the roles were reversed, except for one of them is 2-time defending Super Bowl champion.
Someone, 913-586-7965, someone said they're a high school band director in Olathe. They have their district marching band exhibition tonight, 7 p.m. to 8:30. said their devices connect to the Wi-Fi at the stadiums, and when their group is not performing, they may slip it in the press box. They're going to announce updates for both games between groups.
You just got to cancel everything in the city. Nothing else in the city tonight, but the two sports things.
Hold on, Cody, I have a question based on this other person's text. They said they've canceled their daughter's dance lesson and swim lessons on Wednesday. Go Chiefs, girls. Would you cancel your kids' activities so you could watch
games? Okay, so they have activities tonight. My daughter has dance. My son has soccer. They both end in enough time that they would be able to catch some of it. And because my wife has already agreed to take them, I won't. Because, you know, like, they should know the responsibility of going. But if it were just left to me to get them to those events tonight, they're not going. They're not going to soccer practice. They're not going to dance. Those are canceled. Yes, I'm in agreement there. Because somebody else can take them, and they're not, like, massive, huge sports fans yet. They're starting to get into it more. But because, they can come back and watch the latter half of both of those games.
We're talking about the dilemma that is tonight, having the Royals, of course, at a postseason game at the same time as the Chiefs are playing a Monday Night Football game. How are you handling it? 913-586-7965, the text line. That's also the phone line as well. Listen to this one. Somebody on the text line says they tried to talk their 11-year-old into skipping soccer practice tonight, but she's so by the book, she guilted me into having to go. I'm halfway proud of her and half pissed. What do you do?
I mean, you got
her.
You taught her to keep her commitments. She's got to keep her commitments. I mean, it stinks. But, like, I'll just, in the reality, right, of this, Gold, if we do this show for another 10 years, there will be a time when a major sporting event directly conflicts with a major my kid's school play or whatever. And in that case, I'm always going to choose my kid. Hell, we had two watch parties at Jefferson's in Lenexa last week. And one of those days, I had my kid's parent-teacher conferences. I was watching part of that Royals game for, I think it was like an inning and a half, from the parent-teacher conference, right? So, like, out of reality, I chose the kid's thing over the sports thing, and I always will probably. But yeah, there's like when it's practice, I turn into AI real quick. I'm Allen Iverson. The second we're like, this is practice we're talking about? Not a game. Practice? Then I don't feel like you got to go tonight.
From the 785, okay. Someone says, hopefully it's the right text. I'm a bar manager in Lawrence, planning to keep sound on the Royals until it's no longer a game or we win postseason over regular season. I really think that is, if you own a bar, I think that's what you have to do. I'll just if I walk into a bar tonight, I expect the Royals game to have the audio. I just do.
Someone from the 913 said, I'm a 17U baseball coach for guys hunting scholarships. I told the boys we're moving practice to the other place in Olathe for film study.
There you go.
Film study.
There you go. That's smart.
You're going to learn something from this Royals game today.
Someone says, lucky me, I'm a Bengals fan, so just the Royals game. Drew, you're texting. Hey, you can just say that. You'd have to text that in, man.
That was from me,
you
man.
You can just tell us. You don't have to text in. You have a microphone.
Shout out to you. But look, I'm going to be watching the Chiefs game as well, so... And I'm a Bengals fan.
You want to watch a team that can win. I get it.
Actually surprised they haven't just canceled soccer practice. There's only like six kids on the team.
What's that?
I said, I'm surprised they haven't canceled my kids' soccer practice. There's only like six kids on the team. Easy enough to just be like...
One practice, stacking practices, Cody. Oh. The road to be a to be an academy AC current player AC player.
Less than 1% of all society has a chance to do that. Mitch Kelly over at Kelly's, you know what he said they're doing? He said audio for the Chiefs game on one half of the bar, audio for the Royals game on the other.
Nah, you got a big enough bar, you can do that.
So
yeah.
you spread like if you only want to listen to the Chiefs one half.
I like that.
You only want to listen to the Royals.
Not every
the other
bar
half.
Can do that though. It depends on
TVs on both
how big the bar is.
Makes sense.
But that's a smart way to do it if you haven't. Big enough spot to separate it a little bit. You can, you can walk over the other area of the bar if you're trying to keep an eye on that. I like that.
All right, we figured it out. So you're going to a bar. You've just decided supply you the multiple TVs.
I watched a game at a bar on Saturday night as well. We had a good time, and even though the Royals didn't win, so some people were wondering if you got to go back to the same spot. Now that they've lost a game in the postseason, everything resets. You do whatever you need to do. Yeah. Everything resets. Yeah. Everything resets. You can go wherever you need to go.
You can, drink a different drink in the sixth inning, whatever it takes kind of to get there.
Last call we'll take on this. We'll get back to this, I'm sure, in the 1 o'clock hour today. 913-586-7965. Royals, Chiefs, both going on tonight. How are you handling that? We go to Josh. He's on Cody and Gold. What's going on, man?
Hey, what's up, guys? Hey, being in Iowa, I don't get the feel of the city, but it'll definitely be a two TV night. I'll do the Royals with the sound, and then once it's over, I'm a big Eli and Peyton guy, so I'll switch that to the sound once the Royals is over.
Okay.
Oh yeah, and also hey, Drew, are you doing all right today? Or
damn, it just unnecessary right, shot.
Did you hang up or did Drew he hang up? Did you hang up on him?
No, Josh hung up. First and foremost, shout out to Josh because this is the guy that did Golf with the Producers.
Cody and I were actually, we got bigger things to worry about in this town than a 1-4 football team in Cincinnati. So we've taken it easy on you today.